Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, Hour 3. We'll take your calls about whatever you want, and of course you can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got into a lot of detail about the Silk Road trial. Ross Ulbricht is... It's all going to wrap up probably within the next couple of days, and he is going to be at jury deliberations time likely by some point on Wednesday, and then maybe spending the rest of his life in prison unless things
by
happen
Monday.
In a very miraculous manner. It's been a disappointing trial in a lot of different ways, and we'll talk more about it as the week rolls on here.
I have to say there's a lot of BS on the side of the prosecution here, but you know, with the stuff that I've seen coming out of the media, it doesn't look good.
So we're going to continue. We'll take your calls, and then Derek J. is going to talk about the Satoshi Roundtable. What is it? It's something that's never happened before, and it's kind of a secretive meeting of some Bitcoin elites, for lack of a better term. But first, Dave is in New Hampshire on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, yesterday we had been talking about your concern over the fact that bureaucrats were failing to show up for this thing they call the Redress Committee in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yeah, this was the short-lived, it was only around for a couple years, where people could go to the state capitol and complain about their experience with government agencies, and then the redress panel would listen, and then they would purportedly invite the government agents in question or the agencies in question to come and respond to the allegations, which many of them would never come and respond. Go ahead.
Well, there were some where they did show up, and I was at one, and I wanted to share a little bit with you how that looked and felt. The thing that was beautiful about the Redress Committee was that it was run by basically sort of average citizens who had won election to these unpaid offices. And they had taken what had happened is in Rochester, New Hampshire, about 300 citizens had gotten together and signed a petition advocating some sort of retaliation against the Rochester government because it conducted 10 years worth of meetings, mostly which without taking any minutes.
Oh, boy. That's bad news.
Rezoning plan. I'm sure they tried other things, but they decided to come to this new redress committee to take action. And I was at that hearing all the way through. And I didn't get any Ridleos of it because I was there in a different capacity. I'd been hired to be there to shoot video for somebody else. So I couldn't do my normal thing, but I could sure watch and remember what I saw. And all I saw was this slew of bureaucrats and attorneys for the city and stuff. These were terrified people. One of the figurehead type officials kept wandering in and out of the committee and poking his head in to make sure he hadn't been, you know, sentenced to electrocution yet. there was a reporter there. This was how it was supposed to be. This was how all the hearings were supposed to be. And the thing that they did at the end of it was they recommended that they had a series of recommended penalties for the mayor, and one of the opposite, well, I don't know if I'd call him an opposite, one of the Democrats on the committee, who was sort of the minority, said that if they had gotten that through, it would have been a summary removal of office for the mayor and some other officials.
That'd be great.
So
that'd be terrible.
Again, this was all on track, pretty much. That this passed. I think I don't know what the final committee vote was here, this was again all frozen in time when the Democrats regained control of the House and shut down the committee's activities.
Mm-hmm. And there's no way to know for sure if it'll ever come back.
Right. It'd be a question of whether they try to bring back the committee this session.
Have you heard any rumblings? I mean, is there talk about that?
Well, what has happened is the people who tended to be in favor of this redress committee being formed would be probably considered the O'Brien faction, the former House Speaker and infamous individual Bill O'Brien, because he was hated for cutting the government by 12%. So that faction has actually set up an office, like a separate, it's almost like a shadow government.
This is pretty ridiculous for our listeners that are obviously not familiar with this. You wouldn't know anything about it outside of the political circles in New Hampshire, but there was this character named Bill O'Brien, who was the State House Speaker in the past, who they tried to bring back to head up the State House again now that the Republicans have taken back hold of it. In New Hampshire, the power in the State House tends to transfer back and forth between Democrats and Republicans pretty much every 2 years, 2 to 4 years. It'll go back and forth, which is usually a good thing because it means that when the Dems get in control, they undo some of the bad stuff the Republicans did. And then when the Republicans take back control, they undo some of the bad stuff that the Democrats did. And anyway, they tried to get this guy, Bill O'Brien, back in, but he lost by just a few votes to this kind of upstart guy who is supposedly like is a Republican, but has the backing of Democrats because they hate this other guy, O'Brien, so much. This new guy.
He's like one of those rocket pops. He's like red and white. Red and blue at the same time.
Yeah, so what you're saying is, Dave, that the infighting within the Republican Party in New Hampshire has gotten to the point where the people who support O'Brien, this original character, have now sort of cloistered themselves off from the other Republicans who support the new guy, Jasper, and that there's constant infighting between these groups.
Correct. And it seems a little childish to me that they're taking this step, but it is the step that they're taking. And I don't know how much it has to do with their desire to reform the Redress Committee, but I suspect that, if it's O'Brien leading the charge here, the people that are going to kind of tend to gravitate towards him are the pro-Redress people. So I think, I should clarify, this office was going to be set up. I don't know if they finished setting it up yet. But if there is a separate office right across the street from Concord, I bet that will be coming up in discussion a lot at that office.
I want to be careful that we don't get too deep into politics in New Hampshire. I don't know how interesting all those details are, the names or whatever. I think it is of some interest to know that there's a major sort of
rift in the Republican Party.
Yeah, rift in the Republican Party here. Unfortunately, the ballot access restrictions in New Hampshire are pretty restrictive, and so it's not like the Republicans just can just break away and start their own third party. That's not an option here. So I guess the infighting will continue. Dave, was there anything else you wanted to report on tonight?
Well, there's a method to the madness here, the whole idea of focusing on New Hampshire politics, and that we need to continue doing that because our goal should be to sort of make New Hampshire like, America's second capital. It should be the place that, like in Washington politics, everyone in the country can talk about Washington politics, right? We want to get to a point where they can also all be interested in what's happening in New Hampshire, because if we get the world to stop focusing on
Washington. That's a big dream. I mean, I appreciate dreaming big, but what are the odds that's ever going to happen? I mean, I couldn't have told you anything about New Hampshire politics.
This call is what I can do about it tonight.
Yeah. Well, no, I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, politics elsewhere outside of one's purview is not particularly interesting or intriguing.
Most people couldn't tell you their city council person's name.
Right.
I mean,
most people in New Hampshire probably don't know who Jasper is, who's this new guy who's like kind of a former cop who's now taking control of the State House.
I don't know about any of this stuff
right.
that you guys have been talking about. I've been living here for a while.
This is the problem, and that's why it needs to be fixed, and this is what I can do to fix it.
Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I think what we really should do to fix it is work on it in New Hampshire with people in the activist community. I think that's more of a useful area. Like, for instance, I wouldn't find it interesting at all if someone called in to tell me about the gubernatorial race in California. Unless, of course, there was actually something interesting going on. Like, they had a porn star in there one year. That's pretty interesting that a porn star has filed for. Or Jesse Ventura running for governor in Minnesota. If there's really something unique that's, never happened before, then that's kind of interesting. And I guess, the schism in the Republican Party is kind of unique.
And budgets going in reverse is also kind of unique. I never hear about that in other places. But in New Hampshire,
right.
They actually reduce budgets.
Yeah, the spending under O'Brien went down by, I think it was 11.8%.
Like, that's a big deal.
Tremendous.
Yeah. And I don't think it's happened since then, but
I don't think it hasn't happened too many places ever.
That much is true.
A government shrink
is definitely a unique place. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you really want to follow Dave Ridley, of course, the best way to do it is his YouTube channel at RidleyReport.com, where he frequently does commentary tracks. He'll sort of talk over B-roll about his opinions on things. And he's very well informed, and he pays attention to a lot of this stuff. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more on the way. We'll talk about Satoshi's Roundtable. It's coming up, and Derek J's got the story. Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Stanley will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got free coffee waiting for you.
Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get yourself a free pound, the best of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is among the best coffee you will taste in your life. It's delicious, it's less costly than going to the shops, and it tastes significantly better than the stuff you're going to buy at, say, the grocery stores and that sort of thing. It's coffee.freetalklive.com, and with every purchase, you'll get your free pound, but it's a subscription, so every month, or you actually set the time frame, so you can set it to 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever is good for you. But every time you purchase coffee, we get a small amount of the proceeds that we're able to give back through kiva.org as microloans. And we've helped a lot of people, and we're going to help a lot more with the help of our listeners. For those of you that have continued to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, thank you so much. You're helping people, and, you know, thanks for sticking by. We are noted by the people that sort of set this up for us that we have the best retention of any of the shows that are participating. So there's a lot of big shows out there, and some of them are certainly eclipsing us with the amount of people who are buying their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. But none of them have the retention that we do as far as people getting their pound, getting on the subscription, and staying on it. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
To the phone. William is in Madison, Wisconsin, listening on TuneIn. Hello, William. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good. So, right to it, I'm kind of disappointed that you guys say that, you know, thinking that big is, you know, unrealistic or not. Who cares about the gubernatorial race of wherever? First off, factually speaking, there was national attention over the craziness that happened here in Madison, Wisconsin, however long ago it was.
Yeah,
was this the strike or whatever?
The Scott Brown thing with the recall stuff, right?
Yeah, all that madness. But, of course, you could say, well, that was national media because national media does that whole chicken dance. So,
what happened?
A bunch of people got angry about somebody trying to balance the budget. And, you know, like kids who lose their allowance, they all went on a tantrum. That's pretty much it.
This was the bureaucrats, right? Protesting or whatever?
What happened to the guy afterwards? After he balanced the budget, did they bounce him out?
No.
No, they lost. They lost.
But they attempted to.
Fine. Yeah, they attempted to.
Okay. What's the point you're driving at here, William? I'm confused.
No. To back up for a second, just that's kind of anecdotal. You can go back to major events. You know, what's going on in New Hampshire, you know, is really worthy of people's attention if they understand what to care about. Transitioning to a free society is something that Jefferson intended to do, and then he didn't put his presidency on his gravestone because he thought that the whole thing was in vain. And apparently he was right. Here's where we're at now. So attempting to reestablish that project is a big freaking deal. This is a global deal. This is something that everyone should know about. And when American democracy took off and the big European thinkers started talking about it, it created a ripple effect that is now seen throughout the world in the structure of modern states. So as the situation there develops, I think it's very important to think big that way and to, you know, really develop a message that is consumable by a broader audience. So yeah, it's fun to listen in and hear about the goings on in Keene and the goings on in Manchester, et cetera, right? To hear about the micro events going on. But what's the big story here and how does it apply to humanity? Because frankly, it does, as it always has, and needs to be heard. And
I think we can report on how New Hampshire's importance in bringing about more human liberty. I think we can report on that without talking about minutiae going on at the state house.
I agree.
And the things that are going on in the state capitol. Because here's what Free Talk Live's role is. is we're the street preachers of liberty. We don't have a sanctuary where people come and listen. We're not a podcast where people come to us.
Yep.
We're a radio program that's on 160 radio stations across the country.
We do have a podcast.
We do, but we're different than a podcast, right? Like, we're not marketed as a podcast, and we're not, that's not our goal. We're trying to bring people in with the juicy tidbits and the interesting information as opposed to the minutia. There have been and there are blogs and people putting media out about what's going on in the State House, and those things should be of interest to people who are really looking into this stuff.
Want to move here?
I would encourage people to get involved in it. I believe that the political process here in New Hampshire is the single biggest thing you can do.
Actually,
the
ideas of liberty. To do it, if I may, here's a great way to get involved. If you are outside of New Hampshire and you're somebody who's just not sure if you can get here anytime soon, but you really want to help out, and let's say you don't have money, there's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that actually reviews all of the legislation that is proposed on a yearly basis. There's something like 800 bills. That's a lot of reading. Anyway, what I was going to suggest is that if somebody wants to help out, they could join the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and you can review bills from anywhere. You can go on and read a bill and decide whether or not it's pro-freedom or not, and then, mark it up in their system.
And that's great, but... that's great, but nobody's going to do that. Okay, so
why not?
I did it for two years.
I just put up an instructional video on how you or anyone could do that last week.
Daryl was doing it the other day. David Cropper, local guy here, is doing it. Well, look, I wasn't suggesting that everybody get involved in this, but you seem to think that us talking about political details like who's passing bills is going to be interesting. It's not. It's not.
No, that's not. No, that's not at all. No, you're putting words in my mouth here.
Okay, then what were you saying?
So the world was watching when the declaration was announced, right? The world was watching for an event.
The Declaration of Independence?
And so, yeah. So there are.
How would the world have watched anything about that? It was in the 1700s.
It's called news media. It's called what's the big event, right? So the big event here is I would speculate would be when is secession going to happen, or when is the what is the big event that people should care about, and what does it mean to them? And that's not like the overarching platform that you guys have. Of course, you guys are there to talk about, things that are going on that are interesting, cool topics that you have on all the time, bringing on Thomas Woods, bringing on other folks like that, right? And talking about a whole range of issues that are fun and edgy and all that. But what I would challenge you guys as not as radio hosts, but as thinkers and as leaders in a movement, to think about when you're talking with not just internally but externally with Free State Project, with other liberty folks, Lou Rockwell, et cetera, the big guys, is where is the unified approach to create a big event that everyone can care about and tying that big event to something that matters, right?
Those are such general terms. I mean,
he's saying create a marketing event and that
Liberty Forum. It's coming up in just a few weeks. Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that's coming up this summer.
The best we're trying to do is hit 20,000.
I don't know what you're getting at. Hang on, William. We'll bring it back here in a moment. That's a big one, getting to 20,000 signers on the Free State Project. But I'm not really sure what he's getting at. It's very, very general statements he's making. I'd be happy to hear a more specific critique or suggestion. It's Free Talk Live.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Satoshi Roundtable, a Bitcoin event where only the elites of the Bitcoin world are invited. And we'll explain more about that here in a little bit. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, Skype in, username lrn.fm. As we, by the way, I want to get back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We do still have William on the line, and I want to find out a little bit more about what he's getting at with this whole big idea thing that he was discussing before. But another big idea is to come to the Liberty Forum. This is a big event. Now, Mark, you said you didn't think this was big enough. This is a big event. This is probably one of the biggest libertarian events out there going in the world right now. The Liberty Forum.
No, I'm not saying the event's not big enough. I'm saying this gentleman is talking about a very big event.
This is a big event, and it happens yearly, and Free Talk Live is there broadcasting live from the event. So, you know, if you got something to say, you can always come to Liberty Forum and get on a microphone with us. But it's a lot of fun because they always have all kinds of great guest speakers. Ben Swan is going to be one of the keynote speakers this year. Jeffrey Tucker is back as another keynote speaker as well. And a third person I don't have in front of me right now. I apologize. I don't remember who it is. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can get signed up there. And actually, there's a way that you can get free admission to the Liberty Forum this year. Look, here's how it works with these conventions. It's not this way with Keenvention, but with most conventions, it's this way. If they sell enough rooms in the hotel, they get the convention space for free. And at a hotel like the Radisson in Manchester, which is the biggest convention space in New Hampshire, from what I understand, it's probably not cheap to rent that space. So the idea is if they sell enough hotel rooms for the hotel will give it to them either at a discount or gratis. Now, I don't know if it's discounted or it's gratis in this case, but they're getting a break if they reach a certain number. And they need to get 40 more rooms. So, and what that means is, I found out about this, the 40 rooms means nights. So if 14 people were to sign up for 3 nights on the Liberty Forum weekend, then they would have enough rooms to, you know, get the discount or the freebies that they're trying to get. So that's why they're giving out free tickets to the Liberty Forum.
That's a big deal.
To between now and the 12th, to anyone who will go ahead and
get on it now.
Go ahead and register 3 rooms. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. If you're going to Liberty Forum, if you've been thinking about Liberty Forum, you're going to want to stay in that hotel. You don't want to stay down the street. You want to be in the event hotel. So you're going to be there anyway. You register the room under code LF2015. That's Liberty Forum 2015. LF2015. When you contact the Radisson, then once you've reserved the room, email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and then I will collect your name and your email, and I'll send that along to the organizers of the Liberty Forum. That's what this promotion's all about. That's why it's limited time. She's got the organizer has basically 10 days to sell 40 nights. I think that's doable.
Yeah.
So go to nhlibertyforum.com, and when you are reserving your rooms over at the Radisson, use code LF2015, and then email me your reservation information at ian@freetalklive.com for the freebie.
Patrick Byrne is the other speaker.
From Overstock.com.
Yes.
All right, so back to William in Madison. William, you're saying we're getting it wrong, or we could be doing it better or something like that, and that we need to promote a bigger idea about New Hampshire. Is that right?
Well, to tie it in, let me make a metaphor here. So you guys are, and I feel this way too sometimes. So I think it'll resonate with a lot of folks out there, is that, you're in the woods, and it's a good woods. It's a place, you know, you got a lot of people, like minds. But like anyone who's in the woods, there's a lot of details there, right? And so you're talking about those details and developing this tribe, and it's growing and all that. But no matter how loud you shout about what's going on right then and there, no one in the world can hear you because they're not part of that tribe yet. Right? They don't even speak your language. So you know, you got to get everybody together. You got to build a big freaking fire and send up a smoke signal that everyone in the world will see.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing here in New Hampshire. We've got Free Talk Live.
Let him give his suggestion because he hasn't
gotten to anything specific at all.
This is specific. Is, you know, something that people will resonate with is going to be something that actually matters to their daily lives.
Like what? Right? But people are different. There's always something different that matters to people.
Like secession, right?
Okay.
You know, there were all sorts of little rebellions going on in the United States.
I'm sorry, secession is not a realistic anything. There are secession groups all over the United States. There's a Vermont secession group. There's an Alaskan secession group.
I support
this.
There's
Hawaii. I do, too.
I have created, with Daryl Perry, the New Hampshire Liberty Party, and we do have that. And there's also the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that was started by Free State Project participants. What I'd like to know is, why are you in Wisconsin if you have all these great ideas? Why don't you come to New Hampshire and put them into effect?
Because I have a business here, and I need to get it to a point of stability before I can move out there.
Okay, so you are planning to come out
real.
Here. Okay, that's good.
Hell yeah.
Well, so, you know, we're doing what you're talking about, but in a general sense, right? There's people who are, we already have created the most effective and exciting liberty movement out there. There are more libertarians, voluntarists, and anarchists. I'd just like to just kind of respond to what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's more libertarians, anarchists, and voluntarists here in New Hampshire working towards freedom than anywhere else in the world. And we've got different ways to promote that. Free Talk Live is one. Derek J., you're launching Flaming Freedom this week. You've got several other shows that you do. We've got some shows in Manchester that are out there, and all of these people are reaching different audiences. There's different people who are being touched, and different messages resonate with different people. You're not going to find one issue that really gathers a super majority
really
of people.
To.
Okay, well,
but
good
really
luck with that, and we look forward to you coming here and showing us how to do it. Thank you, William, for the call tonight. What do you want? I mean, what else do you want from us?
Well, I think that we're doing the best we can here. Saying different things. William's got a very big picture look at things, and you've got to have big picture people.
Great. I've done secession outreach.
Yes, I know you have.
I will do more.
Right. What you're hearing, on the other hand, is what you're hearing and what William's not trying to say is that you're not doing well enough. You need to do more. You need to do better. And you, nearly every waking moment of your day, and mine too, are spent doing liberty-oriented mm-hmm. stuff in order to make the world a freer, better place, right? Like, and William doesn't see your day, and he doesn't understand that what he says sort of activates you in that way, because you are doing all the things that one can do.
Well, there's always more that one can
do. I would question, there's different things that one can do, but there's not more things that one can do. I would question his, belief that somehow secession is going to bring the world together. You pop this idea of secession out here to the average New Hampshireite, and they don't always,
actually, I had a lot of good response to my secession outreach.
Usually you say the term independence.
Yep, that's true.
And what it doesn't mean is what you don't make clear to people when you use the term independence, because you can be independent without having seceded, right? Like that world could be created. Is this, hey, let's tell Washington to go to hell and go ahead and secede. You don't say that to people because that's a really bad message. It's not a message that works. What you say is that New Hampshire needs to be more independent.
I say it should declare independence, and then if asked further, I will specify from the United States, and the documents that we have are very, very clear on that. They don't use the word secession necessarily, but people get it, and they smile, and they like it, and there's been a lot of positive response to it. Mark, you haven't done this outreach, so I'd like you to not really comment on doing it.
What I'm telling you is I have certainly talked to people about secession, and mm-hmm. I've heard all of the complaints about it, and I can tell you it is nearly undoable. There are so many ties between New Hampshire and the United States. If New Hampshire decides to secede from the United States on sort of a non-amicable situation, they're going to be blockaded. They're going to have a hell of a time.
They're not blockading Canada and Mexico.
Well, when I think about secession, I think about it on the individual level. Like, yeah, it would be cool if New Hampshire representatives in the state house said, we're seceding, and it's official, and we're going to have signed documents and seals of approval. But what I really imagine is individuals saying, I'm going to grow a garden. I'm going to trade with my neighbors. I'm going to declare personal independence and stop relying on the federal government, stop paying federal taxes.
We should encourage people to do those things.
It's on the individual level.
But this is all on the individual level. All of the activism, we can't get the activists in a room together, even though a lot of them will be at the Liberty Forum, and we can't get them all to agree on what's the best strategy to approach liberty in our lifetime. So if you think secession's exciting, get up here to New Hampshire as soon as possible and help us make it happen. 855-450-FREE. Go to freestateproject.org. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you if you dial now toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in a username. LRN.FM with you tonight. It's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek's website is DerekJ.me. Don't miss it. There's always something fresh being put up there throughout the week at various different points, it seems. In fact, you've got court tomorrow morning, Derek J.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be video of that. I'm going to be remaining silent when the judge asks me how I plead, and we're going to see how that goes.
New tactic.
I'm going to try all different kinds of things, because I've got like 3 parking tickets coming up in like 1 each month. So this one, I'm going to be silent. Let's see what he does.
You know that Ian has already tried that, right?
I know. He's going to put in a plea of not guilty, but let's see how angry he gets.
Yeah, I mean, this is fun.
What a great idea.
It's fun. It's fun to experiment with the system, and that's essentially what you've been doing is you've been getting parking tickets on a fairly often regular basis.
Yeah, because when I go to court, I don't put a dime in the meter, and then when I come out of court, I've got another ticket.
So we'll keep you in the loop. Go to DerekJ.me to follow along with the fun there. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Stephen is on the line. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, you guys recently mentioned a way for individuals who don't live in New Hampshire to review potential legislation within New Hampshire.
Yes.
Kind of like remotely. And I'm so sorry, but I missed exactly how one would be able to volunteer to do that.
Sure. It's easy. You can go to nhliberty.org. That is the website for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a one-of-a-kind organization that doesn't exist in any other state. It was partially created by Free State Project participants. And what they do is they review legislation. They review all of it, if possible, the hundreds of bills that have been proposed by both the Senate and the House in New Hampshire. They review that legislation as either pro-freedom, as sort of middle, not really any one way or another, or anti-liberty. And one reviewer can review as many bills as one feels like reviewing. You can even re-review bills that have already been reviewed.
Back when it started, they have different committees that put their bills out. I reviewed, for the first 2 years, I reviewed every bill that came out of labor.
Wow.
The labor committee. And I haven't done it since then. I just, the year came around, and I didn't even know that it was time to do it, and it passed me up.
Mark, I bet you it's better now, and maybe they could use a communications director over there or something like that to kind of help roust up some volunteers. But I was pretty impressed, Derek J. You were there with a recording video of this presentation that was made by one of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance folks, came out to Keene to show us how the bill review process works. And I have to say, I was pretty impressed with the system that they had. It was like, you know, a custom programmed system that shows you
all
the bills.
They've been doing it almost 10 years.
Right. They show you all the bills in the system, and then you click on the one you want, and there's questions they ask. And it's a real process that's real streamlined, it seems. I was impressed with it. And so you go and join the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. You can join, I believe, free. I believe there is a free membership, so
yeah,
it will cost you nothing. If you want to join as a life member, it's $100 for a life membership. And you join the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and then you ask to be a bill reviewer, and then they'll put you in the system.
By the way, $100 for a life member, I threw that out because it was just really easy to do, and I don't have to think about rejoining because this is
they do such good work.
To me, in my opinion, one of the most important organizations on the planet. I'm obviously biased, but they're very important, what they get done. There's nothing like them in 49 other states.
So, Stephen, did that make sense? Was it clear?
Yes, thank you so much for the info.
Excellent. Anything else you want to share?
Nope, I'm great.
Are you planning a move to New Hampshire, Stephen?
It's weird because actually, with my job, I have the ability to work anywhere in the world with a decent internet connection.
Okay.
So I really don't have an excuse other than getting over my own anxieties of leaving Texas.
Oh, so, where are you in Texas?
In Houston.
Aha. So, leaving Texas, I would encourage you to do some more digging, but have you come up to actually visit New Hampshire, the Porcupine?
The last time I was in New Hampshire was in 2007 in Rochester, and unfortunately, I contracted chronic Lyme disease while I was there.
Oh, no.
So when I left, it really didn't leave a best impression of the state for me.
Yeah. Yikes. Well,
yeah.
I don't know what kind of diseases you can get in Texas, but I imagine there's fleas and ticks down there, too.
Yeah, Lyme disease is kind of singular. I've heard, you probably haven't heard this excuse before, but it's one of the best excuses I've heard for not moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. I mean, you know, when you, it's a good reason not to move to New England entirely, Lyme disease.
Well, now, don't they have ticks with Lyme in other places? I mean, I heard about it in Florida.
Are you familiar with Lyme, Connecticut?
No.
Well, that's where Lyme disease is from.
Well, you have a job that relies on an internet connection. How much outdoors stuff do you do?
Not much.
Yeah.
Do you hike a lot?
Stay in the city.
I mean, like I said, it's more of a mental blockade for
sure.
me to...
Come to Porkfest. You'll have a great time.
Porkfest, if you're out in the woods. If you want to make sure you're prevented from being bitten by any chiggers or Lyme-carrying beasts, whatever it is, ticks... then if you're at the Liberty Forum, you should be pretty safe from that. It's right in the heart of Manchester. All of it's concrete everywhere. You don't have to worry about it. And it'll be great, too, because there's hundreds of Liberty-oriented people who will be there, and hopefully we'll see you. Thanks, Stephen, for the call tonight.
We'll check that out. Thank
all right,
you.
Awesome. And, you know, either way, thanks for doing bill review, because, again, that's something you can do from anywhere.
Yeah.
And it really helps out what's happening here. All right. The Roundtable, Derek J. We've been teasing this
finally
all night long here. Satoshi's Roundtable. Now, no one really knows if Satoshi Nakamoto is going to be involved in this.
Or well, we can't be sure, but the list has been published of the people who are attending. And, I'll just get into it. The article is at Coindesk.com. Headline, Bitcoin Elite to Gather on Sacred Island for Bilderberg-style retreat.
Hmm.
Obviously, there's...
This
is from Coindesk.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're a reputable site that publishes about what's going on in the world of Bitcoin. Now, the website where you can learn about the Satoshi Roundtable is at satoshiroundtable.org. That's the official website.
Okay.
There you can go see it. Unlike the Bilderberg group, I think they've published, you know, they've got pictures. They don't say exactly where they're going to be, but here's the article from Coindesk. An unnamed Caribbean island is set to serve as the venue for a secretive, closed-door gathering of elite Bitcoin CEOs and luminaries this weekend. Satoshi Roundtable, to be held from 6th to 8th February, is suggestive of the famed Bilderberg Conference, the annual meeting at which more than 100 finance experts gather in relative secret to the delight of global conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah.
Organized by Bruce Fenton of
Free Stater,
of the Bitcoin Association and Atlantic Financial. Participants in the first annual Satoshi Roundtable include top executives from companies such as Blockchain, BitGo,
BitPesa, Chain, ChangeTip, Coinapult, Mega Big Power, as well as noted VCs in the space such as Eric Voorhees and Roger Ver. Oh, two friends of Free Talk Live.
And Free Staters.
Yep. The event is openly exclusive, and as such, its official website cautions that only 50 members of the ecosystem will attend.
Hmm.
The website reads, quote, "Even if you're a great person with many accomplishments in Bitcoin and lots of passion,
you're not invited.
We just won't likely be able to invite you." Speaking to CoinDesk, Fenton...
So what's the qualification? Even if you're a big deal in Bitcoin?
You got to be a big enough deal. You got to be really big.
Yeah.
Speaking to CoinDesk, Fenton discussed the big picture goals of the event, indicating that he strives to strike, quote, "the right balance of transparency and privacy by being open about it to the press, even if details about what transpires there may be scarce." Quote, "Attendees will have the option to have comments from speeches or interaction be publicly available. I personally plan to release everything I say, and anyone else can do the same. I'll also work to protect the privacy of those who want it."
Hmm. Interesting. A little Jekyll Island action for the Bitcoin universe.
Yeah, to some extent. That's what it feels like.
Fenton elaborated on the nature of the event as well, talking generally about the structure and noting that he intends to be a gathering of equals with only some set speakers. The event is designed to foster relationships, interaction, tech development, deal-making, and provide a fun and relaxed but intensive environment to dive deeply into the technology and issues surrounding it. Well, organizers indicated that Satoshi Roundtable has registration costs, but they expect to only make a small profit from the event. Quote, "The primary goal is to support a successful event, not to profit from it. The funds are used to cover logistics. Every attendee has meals, drinks, snacks, and entertainment included, as well as other activities and some event costs, as well as the logistics work team."
So they're not paying for these guys to come here. They're handing them an elite invitation and saying, here's the cost. You should be here.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the content is unknown. While open about the event conceptually, Fenton revealed more information online talking to Bitcoin Talk, and we'll have to leave it there.
SatoshiRoundtable.org. .org to learn a little bit more about this.
You can at least learn who's going.
Yeah, and we know some of those folks, so maybe they'll tell us a thing or two. But I think that's exciting because, you know, these guys probably don't get a whole lot of time when they're at the bigger events and everybody's kind of bending their ear.
They probably
get a whole lot of time with one another. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com, DerekJ.me.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write "worms" in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.